ladies and gentlemen,
Shauna, and
for your further listening pleasure,
time to lay down some serious sound.
Watch your bass, baby, I'm telling you.
Don't touch that dial.
Shauna and Lala. What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. We are back after, about a month? I had surgery, and I went to California. It was a crazy trip. It was so cold in Anaheim. It was freezing. It was warmer here.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, New York was warmer for you.
Yeah, it was insane. Plane ride was horrible on the way back. Very bumpy. And let me just tell you about Newark Airport real quick. They're horrible. Absolutely horrible. With, like, handicap accessibility. We had to wait in line for a wheelchair for me and my mom. And we finally were like, forget it. We're just going to walk and take our time. Thank God, because we would have missed our flight.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. But yeah, so I had surgery. I had my right side of my thyroid removed. I had a 5.5 centimeter nodule in my throat connected to my thyroid. No clue how it got there.
That's insane.
It was huge. Yeah, it was protruding out of my neck, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was insane. So when they, after the surgery, you know how the doctor comes in, he was like, I want to know how that fit in your throat. I was like, really? He's like, it was huge. I was like, oh.
Did he let you see it?
No. You know, it's so funny. I asked. I'm like, before, you know, they put me under, I said, I want a picture of it. And he like turned around and he's like, it's illegal. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I thought he was joking. And he's like, no, really. He's like, I can't even bring in my phone into the OR. He's like, it's not allowed.
Aww.
And I'm like, really? I said, but I know other people that have gotten like pictures taken. And he's like, well, they must not be in New York because it's illegal.
Wow. He's, I didn't like, know that.
I didn't know it either. And he's like, and if it was in New York, he's like, they're really lucky. He said, because they could be sued. And which I didn't understand, because if I'm asking for a picture of something that came out of my own body,
yeah,
why would I sue you?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Like, what is wrong with that? It's not like a private area. It's a freaking benign tumor, whatever it's called, sitting on a tray. Like, you want to see what it looks like, you know?
Yeah. So I didn't understand the whole like suing thing, but whatever. I mean, I have the ultrasound of it. I have a copy of my CAT scan of it. So I have that at least, but I really wanted to see what it looked like in person, you know, like out of me.
Yeah, I would too. I'm curious. It didn't even come out of me, and I'm curious. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Like, what did it look like?
And like, he was like, why do you want to see it? I'm like, I'm just intrigued. He just like looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but like, it just, I'm interested in this.
Yeah, to him, it's probably no big deal because he sees it all the time.
Right.
But you have never seen one. It's been in your neck bothering you for God knows how long. Like, yeah, I want to see it. You know, like this has been causing me so much distress. I want to see this thing.
Exactly. So I didn't get to see it, but at least I have the CAT scan and some ultrasound images of it.
You got to name it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Naming it the C word. I don't know. But no, it's not. We don't think it is.
I'm going to name it Pia. Pain in the ass.
Yes. PETA. That would be, that's a good
PETA,
name.
PETA, yeah. PETA.
That was my 2 or 3 weeks. And then I came home from surgery and I had a lot of trouble breathing from the breathing tube, they think. I had 2 asthma attacks. So I've been dealing with that. I was on oxygen 24/7 pretty much for like 3 or 4 days. And now I'm off of it and I'm doing much better. But it was, you know, it wasn't a long recovery. I've been through worse, but it was definitely not easy.
No.
Like he said, he's like, oh, you know, just take like a week off from doing anything. He's like, and you'll be fine. Yeah, right.
I would say like,
yeah, it just knocked me on my butt. But yeah, it's been 2 weeks and I'm pretty much back to normal. So,
that's
which
good.
Is good.
Just in time for the holidays.
Yes. Thank God.
Thanksgiving and you can eat and not have to feel pain, you know, so that's good.
Yes, thank God. And Thanksgiving is literally right around the corner.
I can't believe it.
Black Friday is around the corner. We have so much to talk about on the show today. And we also have an interview coming up with Beatrice from Tabor Place. So excited. Lala has been using her products for over a year now with Jelena.
Yeah, I'm a groupie, you know, I'm her groupie. So. No, I'm excited to talk to her, so it's going to be interesting.
Yes. Continuing our holiday segment, we have Tony's that we reviewed, and we reviewed them last year, and we love them, but Jelena is obsessed with her Tony's.
Oh, yes, she loves it. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but it's... If you don't know what Tony's is, it's a music box, technically. An upgraded one. It's soft. It has like a soft fabric feel to it. Almost like a pleather. I don't know. So there's no hard edges. The babies can't get hurt. And you can go online and it has a ton of characters. So Disney characters and I think Pixar. I don't know. But they have trolls. So like, let's say your daughter likes Elsa from Frozen or Poppy from Trolls or Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse. You pick those characters. You order them. And the box, when you place those characters on the top of the box, it will recognize like there's kind of like a scanning code on the bottom of the character.
Oh, okay.
And it knows, okay, hey, Minnie Mouse is on here. So it's going to play Minnie Mouse songs or tell a story, you know, from Mickey and Minnie. Elsa, when you put Elsa on, it plays Let It Go, you know, that song all these kids love. And then it tells stories and other songs. So I love it, and my daughter loves it because, like, she can be independent. She's 2 years old, and you know at this point, it's like, they want to do it themselves. They want to play by themselves. They want instant gratification. So even with YouTube, like, if she wants something, she doesn't know how to search it. If she wants to hear Let It Go, she can't search Let It Go on Google by herself or YouTube. So she has to ask, you know, Mommy. But with this, if she wants to hear Let It Go, she goes to her toy box, takes out her Elsa and puts it on, and she hears it right away, you know? So it's great for that independent play. It's great for me because I don't have to keep running over, changing the YouTube video or putting it on the TV. Like, she is independently playing and using, you know, her imagination, listening to these stories and songs. I think it's an amazing toy. And as she gets older, it'll be even better because she doesn't have the patience to sit through the whole, like, story. She changes her characters a lot. But as she gets older, she's going to, like, you know, have more patience with it.
Yeah. Haley uses hers, and I bought it for her for Christmas last year, I think, or for her birthday. You know, she was pretty, you know, just like Jelena. She kind of, like, didn't have patience for it. But now that she's a little bit older, she's 3 now, so she kind of understands the concept, and she sits through maybe half of the story.
Yeah. Yep. It gets better as they get older. So it can grow with them. That's also good about it. And I do like all the character options. There's so many different options with it.
There's so many. And every year I think they come out with like more.
Yeah. Yep. And different colors. Like Jelena has the red one. What color does Haley have? Do you know?
It's either pink or white.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different colors, you know, so you don't have to just get red or just pink. There's different colors on there to choose from. But we love it. And they're having a Black Friday sale. And we're posting the link up on our Facebook or?
On our Facebook and our website. It's also, I believe, on Instagram as well.
Okay.
So, check it out. It's definitely on our website with the video. And,
it's a great Christmas gift. I'm telling you, like, for your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, it's a really good Christmas gift.
It is.
And get it while it's on sale because they can be a little pricey at times.
Yeah, and it'll grow with your child. Mm-hmm. So that's the other good thing is that, you know, they're not just going to like it for this Christmas.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. It'll grow with them.
It'll grow. We also got a hair curler set from Bombay Hair, which is absolutely amazing. It had it's 5-in-1 curling wands, and it had, like, different size barrels. So bigger ones, smaller ones, and then they had the regular curling iron one where it has a clamp. So the other ones were the wands. It came with a glove. And I don't know how to do my hair. I can't curl my hair for the life of me. So I took a video. I didn't post it yet. But I'm like, I am going to make this work. The wands were super easy to heat up. Super easy to use for me. I used the clamp. I didn't try the wands yet. But the clamp, for some reason, was really easy for me to get on the hair and twirl it. And it curled it really fast. I didn't have to sit there forever. So you don't have to worry about damage. They make their products so that you're not damaging your hair. They really put a lot of work into that because they sell. They're really known for their hair extensions. And, you know, you don't want to be ruining your hair extensions that cost a lot of money. So yeah. These products are very professional and they're amazing. From what I've used it twice so far. And I really like how my hair came out and how it didn't smell burnt. It didn't really, you know, overheat my hair. And the curls came out perfect.
I hate that smell.
I know.
It's horrible.
I asked my hairdresser, I'm like, what is that smell? Like, it's like burnt hair when I curl my hair. I hate it. So it didn't give me that.
That's good. Yeah. I tried out their brush. It's almost like the popular Unbrush that's like all over TikTok now. But it's from Bombay. And I love it. It brushes right through my hair.
Good. Because you have absolutely very naughty hair.
Yes. It's horrible. I absolutely love the brush.
Yeah, they're also having a Black Friday sale. It's already going on, so they started early. So go on their website. It's bombayhair.com, and you can click on Black Friday sale. They're having an up to 85% off sale on different items. Not everything is 85% off, but some items are.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really. Now is the time to buy. Get those Christmas gifts for your wife and family members. And getting in the holiday spirit, you know, with all these Black Friday deals, what is it about the holidays that brings out the absolute worst in people and the best?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah,
there's no middle ground. It seems it's like they're either the absolute worst they can be or the best.
I know. Like today, I went to the doctor's for a physical, and there was a little old man there, and he obviously, you know, his financial situation, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a Thanksgiving basket.
Aww.
And he was so thankful. It was the sweetest thing. And he kept saying, for me, this is really for me. Like, aww. It was just so, like, I just wanted to cry.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, it does. It brings out the best in people. You know, we're always donating.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to do it. And I'm not even saying that we don't just do it during the holidays. We do it all year round.
Yeah, which people should be. But many people don't, Shauna. They no, wait for the holidays.
They do, yes. It really does bring out, like, the bitchiness in people.
The entitlement, the selfishness, the nastiness. It's like when you go to the stores, where's that cheer? Everyone's in a rush. They're nasty. They want what they want right then, you know. Like,
well, that's like my mother.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a post in the mom's group, and I just can't get over this. Like, I just can't wrap my hand around this. This woman starts out the post like how she can't believe what happened to her at a grocery store that's local to us. And she's so upset, and she's so angry, and she was thinking of going to the cops to file harassment or calling headquarters. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? You know, like, what could have happened to this woman?
Yeah.
To go to the cops? Like, someone must have hit her with a turkey or something. I don't know. And she writes, I was picking out a turkey from the freezer, and I wanted one that was in the back of the freezer, and I didn't want to go grab it because I guess maybe it was deep or too far for her to reach. I have no idea. So she asked the butcher, who was busy, hey, can you come and grab a turkey from the back of the freezer for me? And he said, lady, a turkey is a turkey. And that's all he said to her. And this woman got instantly insulted, mad, whatever you want to call it, and walked and stormed out of the store. Left her groceries and stormed out. Didn't even give him a chance to try to get it. But she didn't storm out. She went to the customer service and complained. Then she stormed out and wanted to call the cops to file harassment.
What?
can you believe this? I'm like, is this a joke? She wanted to call the police and file harassment on a man who said, lady, a turkey is a turkey, you know? Like, come on. And people, thankfully, ripped her apart. Like, you wanna ruin this guy's life and his job based on that? Like, okay, was it the right thing to say? No, but he's probably stressed out. You could be a little upset. If you want to complain to customer service and say, hey, he wasn't helpful, this is what he said, fine. But
to file harassment charges?
Harassment. I tell you, these people with their entitlement and their nastiness, it's disgusting. Like, where's the holiday cheer, you know?
Yeah. Now, your husband as a cop, yeah. I'm sure you asked him.
Yes.
What would have he done if he got a call from her?
He didn't tell me what he would have done, but when I asked him, he just laughed. He goes, this is what we have to deal with. These are the people we deal with. He's like, you know, I'd want to laugh in her face, but he probably would tell her, like, you really have no case here, like, for us to file harassment. Where's the harassment, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. And there's probably plenty of women out, or people out there like this woman who just has a sense of entitlement. Like, oh, how dare you, you know? But yeah, it brings out the worst in people and family and friends. Like I said to my husband every year, I said, I just want to get on a plane for the holidays and fly out of this country. I don't care. Somewhere really far away from everybody and just have a nice holiday. Just us, without drama, without stress.
No cell phone service.
Nothing. Nothing. Leave us alone. And that. And he agrees. He's like, you know, I want to. If it wasn't for my siblings, I would do it. Because I love being with my siblings. And, like, you know, I'm who cooks for them for holidays usually. But other than that, it's like, I'm so done with it. I told him, I'm like, I don't even look forward to the holidays anymore. Isn't that sad? I don't look forward to them anymore because it's every year just something negative is going on and something stressful is going on and it's just not enjoyable. So I told him, I think we need to look into going far away for the holidays. Because
I agree.
I want to enjoy it and I want my kids to enjoy it. And if me and my husband aren't enjoying it anymore, they're sensing that, you know? When I was a kid, holidays were amazing. Like,
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, even now they're nice. But it's the older you get, you feel the stress. You know the stress. Yes. You are stressed, you know. But when you're growing up and a child, like, you live for those moments.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe my parents were stressed during the holidays. I don't know. Because I never saw it. They never acted like they were stressed. You know, they didn't. There was never anything crazy going on. Like, it was just my mom cooking or preparing for Christmas, family coming over, and it was good. Like, so I didn't sense it. So if they were good at hiding it. But I know my kids are sensing me and my husband being stressed out or angry or upset during these holidays. And I don't want it to be like that anymore. And I don't know if it's just my family that feels this way. But I the more I'm talking to people, it's just like, I don't know what it is. But a lot of people feel the same way with like that I'm feeling lately.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think it has to do with the stress of jobs, you know, economy, obviously. Yeah. And just, people are just not nice these days.
No.
They're either, like, really, really nice or, like, really, really nasty.
I know.
There's, like, no in between. Everybody is in a rush. Mm-hmm. You know, like, my mom, she's always in a rush. You know, we went to the grocery store yesterday, and she's like, we've got to be in and out, in and out. And we forgot stuff, so now I have to go today. You know, it's...
Yep, it's everyone's in a rush. And I think that's probably what changed too over time is back in the day, everything was so like la-di-da, a little bit more laid back, you know? And now mom and dad are both working 40 hours a week and babysitters and daycares you're running to and from and all I think we need to go back to simpler times so we can enjoy life more. You know, simplicity sometimes equals more happiness.
It does, absolutely. On the show today, we have Beatrice from Tabor Place. We featured her products a few weeks ago on the show. One of Lala's favorite products, Angelina's. You found her on Instagram, Lala?
Yeah, my sister actually put me on it. And my sister's all into, like, you know, healthier choices for her children. And she told me, like, get Julina the sippy cup. I love it. I use it for my son. And I ordered them, and I love it. It's all I use, and I've got rid of all my other plastic stuff. And the more I followed you, Beatrice, and your page, I've learned so much from you, and it's been amazing, and I truly love your products.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I that's incredible to hear you say that, and I'm so appreciative that what I'm doing has an impact on other people, and thank you so much. A positive impact.
Yes.
And I love that she loves it. That's why I do this, right? I do it so that I can help other families just be more conscious of what they're using and, you know, what is in their products and make sure that their kids aren't interacting with that stuff.
Yeah.
It can be. It's gnarly. Yeah,
yep. Very. How did you get started in making these products?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I had my first son back in 2017 and I already knew that like bisphenol A, BPA was bad. I was vaguely aware of that. BPA was banned from all baby bottles and sippy cups in the US back in 2012. And I was already aware of this because I myself have, I've been avoiding chemicals that disrupt your hormones because I have hypothyroidism, I've had glycemic issues, I have ADHD, like all of those things are a result of having hormone disruption, especially when you're young. Mm-hmm. And there, this entire class of chemicals is called endocrine disruptors. And it's the system in your body that controls your hormones, right? And most people don't realize, like, your hormones control all the important functions in your body, your mood, your metabolism, growth, development, especially as a child. So since I had these hormone issues, I really didn't want my baby to have these issues as well as they were growing up, right? So when he was a baby, we got glass bottles. That was easy, right? And everything else. So I had stainless steel water bottles. I had glass, you know, as a grown-up. But then once he got to the toddler phase, there was nothing.
Yeah.
It was so crazy to me that, like, as a baby, he could have something safe. And then as a grown-up, he could have something safe. But then there was, like, a 10-year gap, basically, where there was nothing for him. Everything was plastic. So I searched everywhere. I eventually found, like, one product, but even that, it was a glass sippy cup, but even that had, like, a plastic straw on the inside. So I couldn't believe that that it didn't exist out there. And I was like, I can't be the only person. I mean, this information is certainly available out there, but I'm not the only one. So I started trying to make one on my own. And that's kind of how I got started.
They always say that's how, I don't know the saying, but, like, things, when you, a necessity breeds, like, an invention, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And that's so true.
Yes. Yep. And that is basically how it goes for most of, basically all my products now as well, is I can see, you know, what my friends need and what I need. And we kind of do our product testing from there. Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention.
That's
and
it.
It's totally
yes.
true. Yeah.
I couldn't remember that, but yes, exactly.
So how do you find the plastics? Like, how does it work? Like, do you go through a company or, I mean, obviously, yeah, for the plastic, silicone. The silicone holders and stuff. Like, how does that work? Like, did you have to reach out to a company and say, like, hey, I want to make this and can you partner with me on this?
Yes. So yeah, that is how it worked. So it started with me having, I had so many different glass containers for food storage, like Pyrex, right? And I swear, I just started Googling, like, Pyrex sippy cup. And of course there was nothing and I couldn't believe that. So I started out by looking basically for borosilicate glass or glass manufacturers, and then seeing if they would have the capability of incorporating all these other pieces. Fortunately, you know, in the world that we're living in today, there's actually far more accessibility to for someone to start creating their own product than there has been before. And I was able to kind of search, and there was a lot of podcasts out there and stuff where people were kind of teach you how to do this. So I went on some of these marketplaces and I went through lots of different manufacturers, asked a ton of questions, and that took probably a good 6 months, and I was finally able to find someone who understood what I was trying to do, right? So, you know, wasn't gonna, like, that the silicone wasn't gonna have lots of additives, because mm-hmm. that's something that can happen, right? Silicone, a lot of people assume, like, oh, silicone is safe. And in theory it is, but in practice, they end up actually putting a lot of additives in there. A lot of the same ones that are also in plastic. Oh, it's crazy. So, yeah, so, and again, it's because all of this is very new, right? Silicone, like 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to find, like, silicone stuff. And now it's, like, everywhere. And that's good in the sense that, like, we have alternatives, but it's bad in the sense that a lot of people came to market with silicone, but they're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon because they see that people want it. Mm-hmm. And they're not coming from a place of, like, I'm going to make this with high quality and ensure that it's the purest possible product it can be, right?
Yeah.
So...
What was it, 2 years ago, I think, Shauna, we started doing baby product reviews. Was it 2 years mm-hmm. or 3 years?
It was about 4 years ago.
Oh, so maybe,
4 or 5 years ago.
So when we started doing these baby product reviews, like, we were reaching out to companies to send us stuff, and we were getting a ton of silicone, everything from, like, the pacifiers, the plates, the forks, the cups, and I'm like,
those beads, remember those beads?
Yeah.
And
the teething beads.
Yeah. We didn't know what they were for. Remember the lady yelled at me? And the lady yelled at me, and because I was like, oh, maybe it's, like, for, like, to keep the kid interested, you know, like, occupied while you're breastfeeding. And she completely flipped out on me, like I knew what I was talking about, because I don't have a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom said to me and Eula, that, you know, they were just very unsafe.
Oh, yeah, for the beads, but what I was getting at is
even the silicone.
Well, yeah.
She said, you know.
If I was wondering, I'm like, look at everything right now that they're sending us. It's all silicone, which they're saying is safe, but how do we know that? And is this going to be like the plastic wherein 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, they're going to be like, oh, guys, sorry, it's really bad for your kids. And we've been, you know, sending it to you, or you're giving it to your kids all this time, you know? And I was worried about that.
And you're smart to be. And yeah, I mean, that is a very astute observation. We're kind of in this place right now where industry is just moving a lot faster than our regulations. And it's really hard for, governments to keep up. And we don't even have a lot of the analytical tools or to find out what a lot of these things are. So specifically with plastic's been around for a really long time, but we haven't even had necessarily the analytical tools to fully understand how much is actually leaching out of it, and then how to measure that, and how to measure how it actually impacts our bodies. And that's really where all of this has come from. Obviously some of the ingredients in plastic, like bisphenol A, which is an ingredient added to make plastic hard, that we've known that it's really bad for a very long time. But there have been some fundamental misunderstandings that have caused a lot of these things to continue to be legal, or maybe not legal, but just basically unregulated. And the way that our system works is that even though it says, okay, this is a children's product and it can't have this, this, and this, like, there's no, I don't send my testing to like FDA.gov. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one's asking me for my annually required testing. It's kind of on the honor system. And that's what freaks me out when it comes to these things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, more now that I'm on the business side, it freaks me out even more, because I know, so like, you know, like, I do my annual testing. I post everything publicly on my website because that's how I think everyone should do it. That's what I think the standard should be.
Yeah.
However, no one in the government has ever asked for it. And other companies, if no one's asking me, I know probably no one's asking them. And if there is a product that is shown to be unsafe, it's because of customer complaints. It's because of someone like calling CPSC, right? Yes. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission, and complaining about it. And only after they get enough complaints will they investigate. That can take like 6 months, maybe longer. And then if they find out something is dangerous, they're going to issue a voluntary recall.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's not even like a forced recall. It's really crazy to me. And there's so many examples of this. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard about the water beads thing, but that is just so enraging to me. I can't. I was in Target last week, and it's like, there's a whole set of them on sale, right, for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, how is this still happening? Like, this is not safe. I think we think that the government has all these regulations in place, and unfortunately it doesn't. A lot of it is at the state level, and a lot of it is, it's like that innocent until proven guilty kind of thing. I mean, the government, the FDA has not regulated a substance in our products aside from BPA. I think it's, wait, I have the stats right here. I think it's like 8 in the last 50 years. No, it's less than that. Yeah, it's crazy. And like, even asbestos technically isn't even banned by the EPA. Like, all these things where you're like, what? That's crazy. But it's true. And that's, again, the more I look into it, and of course, I talk for hours about this on my TikTok. I apologize.
No.
Talk too much.
I watch them all, so I know that
it's Yeah. Well, thanks. I'm glad. Yeah. But it's really crazy. The more I look into it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, which is okay. And so going back to my product, that's why, you know, coming from a standpoint as a mother and knowing that, okay, regulations aren't there necessarily to keep my kids safe, I'm going to try and make products from the perspective of that highest standard, right? And doing as much research as I possibly can on finding something that's going to be absolutely safe, and then trying to uphold that and make it available and make it easy for other parents too, right?
Putting
everything publicly.
And that's the other thing companies like to do, is go the cheaper route.
The cheaper route, and it's not the safest, it's not the best, you know?
No.
Oh my gosh, yes. There's many, many examples of this. For example, the lining in cans, like canned food, the lining, or even aluminum cans, that plastic has bisphenol A, And bisphenol A, again, we've known for it to be disruptive to children's bodies, human bodies, for a long time in very small amounts. Small amounts of BPA can actually have really big impacts to your body. It's not where you need a lot to have it be bad. We're talking like parts per million, you know, very small amount. But we've known this since the 70s. In the government studies of BPA in the 70s, all the rats got cancer in the government study. Yeah, but it hasn't been banned. And so it's like, but the EU in Europe, they just reevaluated BPA. They're about to put an entire ban on bisphenol A and all the other bisphenols in its family, right? Because, and this is what's happened with baby bottles and sippy cups. A lot of, you know, specifically with plastic bottles and plastic sippy cups, they'll take out that BPA, right? Because BPA is banned. But then they'll put another chemical that does the exact same thing to your body because that's legal, right? It's either called BPS or BPF. There's a number within that same family, and it has shown to have the same impacts to children and you know, to grownups as well. And then, you know, of course it's legal and it's within compliance and everything, but it still has the same toxic effects.
Unreal.
It's scary. And you feel like you're trusting. I remember when, like, you had products and say, oh, BPA free, but I can't even say that, flat, tight, whatever, that free. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is good. I can, it's safe for my child, it's safe for me. Nope. So I always use Dr. Brown's baby bottles, and everyone bought me plastic ones. And then I heard that it's not good to be heating up or even putting any sort of liquid in these baby bottles that are plastic. Is that true?
Yeah. So, you know, there was a study that actually came out a few years ago showing that a plastic baby bottle, whether or not you heat it up, is going to leach millions of microplastics per day into whatever your baby is eating or drinking. Now, the amount of microplastics that leach out definitely increase if it's heated and also if it's shaken. So they found that when specifically you're adding formula, you know, and you're shaking it with that hot water, which a lot of parents do, that actually like exponentially increases the amount of microplastics that go into basically the baby's milk. But that's going to come out whether or not it's hot. And microplastics, it's crazy. They're like the laundry lint that you get. Like, in fact, the lint that you get when you're cleaning out the trap in the dryer, like a lot of that is actually microplastics, right? Wow. They're tiny little particles of plastic that come off from plastic. And specifically in plastic baby bottles, it'll go directly into the milk itself. And what's crazy is that that's just the microplastics, the chemicals that come out of plastic that are known to be harmful to our bodies. That's actually a separate thing, right? So it's really two problems when it comes to plastic baby bottles. You have the chemicals that leach out of plastic, and you actually have the microplastics themselves, right? And microplastics are really, really tiny, and that is inherently what makes them bad for you. They can penetrate the cells in your body. And your body's made up of cells, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been found in lungs and your heart, and they can get into the placenta, and they've even shown to cross the blood-brain barrier and cause accelerated neurodegeneration. And that's in grown-ups, right?
Yeah.
Children don't even have a fully formed blood-brain barrier until they're a couple years old. And that's just the microplastics. The chemicals that also leach out of plastic are really bad for children, right? So
you can't trust anything. That is what I'm like.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, is you really can't trust anything. You need to know, like, who's making it, where it's being made.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I don't think these companies are necessarily doing it intentionally to hurt people, but it's just weirdly like they don't care. I don't know. And for me, like, that's why I care so much as a parent about like everything that my boys eat and touch, and I'm not crazy about it. It's not like I go anywhere and I'm like, you know, wearing a mask and gloves and everything, but like kids got to be kids and they got to live. But I'm also like, we didn't live this way for like thousands of years, right? Like humans didn't evolve like eating plastic every day. And so.
But it's upsetting because, you know, all this information I didn't know with my son, he's 10, and everything was plastic. Everything I had was plastic. You know, no one got glass bottles for you anymore because you didn't want them to break. And then with my daughter now, yes, I got a lot of plastic bottles for her, but I myself bought myself glass because I just knew, like, okay, you know, all you just see it everywhere. You're starting to, which is a good thing.
But you also trust the companies.
Yeah, you trust right. these companies.
You know, like Dr. Brown's is a very reputable mm-hmm. company.
Yeah.
And everything about that is plastic, like that little green insert and like, mm-hmm. oh, God. So yeah. I'm worried.
Well, plastic is also a lot more complex than it used to be, right? So, you know, when we were growing up, like I'm a millennial, right? Like the plastic back then, we really only had a few different kinds of plastic and it didn't have the kind of extreme amount of additives that we have today. So has become more complicated. So for example, like the plastic baby bottles you got your son, you know, 10 years ago, those might have had way less chemicals in it than the ones from today. All right.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah. So, I mean, that, and we don't know for sure, but there is that, you know, I mean, and there was this massive report that came out from the UN earlier this year, which is my favorite because it basically just pulled together all the information from everywhere into one document. But it showed that there's over 3,000 chemicals that we know of that come out of plastic, but there's still like thousands of chemicals that we can test, but we can't identify. That come out of plastic.
How does that, and that all has
isn't that crazy? And it all has to do with like the plastic, the polymers, like the chemicals won't fully form. And so it ends up creating like other chemicals, right? And before we didn't have the instruments to test for those. And specifically of the chemicals that we do know that come out of plastics, in food plastic, they found 300 specifically that are known to either be carcinogenic, cause endocrine disruption, or just a combination of that and are genotoxic, which damage our DNA. Seriously. And it's things like formaldehyde, heavy metals, PFAS, which are the forever chemical, a lot of things that we're already familiar with that, you know, scientists in the past didn't think were getting into plastic, but they are in small amounts, and then they build up in our body and they do impact us too. That's another thing we have the tools to measure it now.
Yeah.
And before they didn't have that. So it's crazy.
I feel that it's the plastic use since, you know, whenever that started with baby bottles and all that, I feel like that was when there was an increase in health issues and autism and all that. You know, not that I'm a doctor that works, but I feel that way personally, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that because that is statistically proven to be true.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
oh, yes. So every single disease and disorder that's associated with endocrine disrupting chemicals, the majority of which come out of plastic but are associated with plastic, those have all skyrocketed in the past few, the past generation, which is really when all the disposable plastic in our life really became a thing. Yep. And they've really, it's really crazy. I was, the government has actually been able to put this into a number, and it's estimated that it costs the United States $340 billion per year. That's 2.3% of our country's GDP. That is the amount of money lost in our government. So it's 2.3% of GDP. Mm-hmm. And this is mainly due to lost IQ points from having flame retardants in a lot of our products. It's over 11 million lost IQ points.
Oh my gosh.
Because it lowers your IQ.
Yeah.
From being exposed to this, and specifically just with plastic drinkware, so that's, you know, all of your soda cans and like plastic bottles and stuff, that's $56 billion a year. That's how much it costs us as a country. So you're totally right. I mean, autism, ADHD, those have been, those have increased at a rate of 1.1% every single year. Infertility is a really big one. Our fertility right now between men and women is half of what it was 50 years ago. Sperm count has declined 1% every single year. For the past 50 years, miscarriage rate and egg failure, that has increased 1% every single year for the past 50 years. Childhood obesity has doubled.
Oh my God, I
know. Every single generation since the 70s. And what's crazy is, and like, there's lots of reasons for all of these things that aren't plastic, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that, you know, scientists have researched this and there's a gap between, like, for obesity, like, yes, people have very unhealthy diets and sure, a lot of people play video games and like are watching TV a lot. But there's a gap between how much people are eating, calories in and calories out. And there, that doesn't explain
you know, that why 42% of our adults in the United States are obese. And what's crazy is that there's an obesity epidemic with our pets too.
I know.
And there's an obesity epidemic with the wildlife that lives around humans. So it's like they're also, it's like the deer, the squirrels, like they're also having weirdly an obesity epidemic as a result of just being exposed to all of these chemicals, which are also in highly processed foods too, right?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Everywhere.
Anyways,
water everywhere too.
So what are your future plans for Taper Place?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm going to be taking over the world. No, I'm joking.
Well, you are. You should.
You should be.
So I am continuing to work on product development. I'm really excited. So, you know, right now I'm on my website, taperplace.com. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Walmart. I'm definitely trying to get into physical retail, hopefully, you know, within the next 12 to 24 months. It's like birthing a baby. It takes some time, right? But I'm working on hopefully getting into Whole Foods or Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's, you know, someday. I would love Target, but yes. Gosh, that would be it's just more money from like an inventory standpoint, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But I'm also hoping I'm coming out with lots of new colors. I love hearing from people on my social media about what colors and what they want to see. That is so helpful. So please shoot me lots of comments on social media about what you want to see. I love that. And I'm hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm going to be able to launch an adult cup next year, because I've had that request a lot and I certainly want a really good adult cup.
Yes.
So hopefully I'll be able to launch that next year as well.
Awesome. And with Black Friday coming up, are you doing any sort of sales or discounts?
Definitely. Yeah. So all of my cups are going to be 30% off. And that starts actually tomorrow. I'm putting that sale starting Wednesday, right? So I guess what? Black Wednesday. And all of my lunch boxes are going to be a straight $10 off. So they come down to like $15.
Wow.
And so that's going to go all through to the beginning of next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're definitely gonna have to stock up.
Yeah, I'm in the lunchbox.
Oh my gosh, like I need to send you stuff for free.
No, it's all
right. Oh my gosh, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
And have a great day, and thank you for everything. This has been wonderful.
You're welcome. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for what you do. We appreciate you.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on our social media pages and check out our website, shaunaandlala.com, and stay up to date on our holiday gift guide.
Make sure you guys get those Black Friday deals
before
they're gone. Black Friday is this week, so get on there and get those deals. We have Taper Place, we have Tony's and the Bombay Hair Curler. Tons of good deals out there.
Yes, and I also saw one of our favorite brands that we always have on, Osmo, has a huge sale going on.
Yeah.
So check that out too.
Get Christmas shopping done now. Don't wait.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and be sure to follow us on our social media pages at Shauna and Lala. We will see you next week.